Hello there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, a free weekly email newsletter, and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development to groups and companies. And coming soon, I will be launching my membership circle to continue to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. Want to finish strong with me this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. Drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or follow the Zoom room link in my Instagram or Facebook pages. Welcome to Your Organized Life, episode 74. It is a new quarter. It's a new season. Today, and any day really, is a great day to check in with your progress towards your goal. And I want to have a new and different conversation about goals today because I have a cool new concept to share. I had to chuckle. On this morning's accountability call, I mentioned to my partner that I was writing an article about PACT goals for today's podcast. And I admitted that I had started it 2 weeks ago and I didn't get the content done in time to record last week, because I had a million other things to do last Monday, like for real. Truth be told, I have had this topic and article on my mind for months, but I needed the space in my brain and the space in my calendar to make it happen. Irony that I didn't meet a goal to write about goals because I couldn't slash didn't dedicate the time to get it done? Yes, I think so. But here we are. As I set my goals for Q2 in April, I glanced at my goals for Q1 of 2024, and some were once and done's, right? So, for example, complete the surgical procedure on my nose. Done. And the focus area on that is health and wellness. Next up was Lent and Easter, liturgically with my parish and my choir. Also done. And the focus area on that is service. Next up was attend a specific concert on March 29th. Also done, and it was awesome. And the focus area on that is personal and also supporting independent art. So once and done's, right? However, some of the goals require more of a process. For example, I had a number of goals listed under Q1 that have now migrated to the list for Q2. For example, making progress towards coaching certification by recording coaching clients for an upcoming deadline. That's now on the list for Q2. Another goal is to make progress on a major project I'm working on for NAPO, the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. So still working on that. And another goal is to attend 12 live music/independent artist concerts in 2024, which boils down to about once a month. And so obviously that is ongoing as well. And I would guess that you have a similar blend of once and done goals and also progress goals yourself. In past articles and podcast episodes, we've talked about SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. And I love a good SMART goal. So a SMART goal is, again, S-M-A-R-T, so specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time specific. For example, here is a SMART goal. I will publish new blog articles and podcast content every week this quarter until I reach 500 posts by June 1st in celebration of my company's birthday. So this goal checks all the boxes, right? It is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time specific. How will I accomplish this goal? This is not a once and done goal or event, since it will take consistent effort for the next 7 weeks to accomplish. Last spring, I wrote an article and recorded a podcast episode about metrics. So metrics are quantifiable items we can measure to determine progress. Achieving our goal is amazing. Success is grand for sure, but it's also an event. It's like a snapshot moment. You know, goal achieved, done. But more often, the work continues. To make the goals and the work happen from day to day, we need to bring the goalposts closer in. We need manageable portions to bite off on a daily or weekly basis in addition to that one big goal at the end of a predetermined amount of time. Enter PACT goals. And I'm saying PACT as in P-A-C-T. So PACT goals are the tools within a tool. The intentional and incremental goals within a big lofty SMART goal. I learned about PACT goals for the first time from Julie Simpson on Hire.com in her article, What Are PACT Goals? The Lesser Known Technique to Set Smarter Goals. And she says that PACT is a goal setting technique that focuses on output rather than the outcome. So PACT, P-A-C-T, stands for Purpose, Actions, Continuous, and Trackable. It seems then that often the journey is really the point. Sometimes we need to set PACT goals to give us the support to meet our SMART goals. And sometimes we need to use PACT goals to create better habits forever. So let's break this down. Again, purpose, actions, continuous, and trackable. And I really do love the idea of continuous movements towards our goals. So let's use my publication goal above as an example. The question of purpose is important for setting goals. We want to know that we are achieving what we want to achieve, right? That just makes sense. We want to know our purpose and we want to be purposeful, think intentional. And once we figure out what we are awesome at and what we're meant to do in life, what we want to do intentionally with our time in small and large pieces, then that's our purpose. When we set purposeful goals, we want to know that what we're seeking to achieve aligns with who we are, what we want in life, etc. And publishing high quality and supportive content for my community definitely aligns with my professional goals. And since success towards this goal is not something I can just knock out the day before my June 1st deadline, I need to be intentional on how I spend my time in the next 7 weeks. I need to be purposeful in my actions. So on to action. Action. We're talking about goal setting here, right? We need to make progress. We need to move forward. And all of these words are active words. Progress requires action almost all the time. What are the actions that we need to take to move us towards our PACT goals? Working towards the publication goal, my actions have included in the last week, spending 30 minutes each day on the project. So I reviewed my voice memos on my phone, I renamed them, and I sent them as an attachment to myself in my email. I then uploaded to the transcription service that I use all of those voice memos, and I had all of those unpublished memos transcribed. Then I matched up all the voice memos and transcriptions with my list of published articles and podcast topics, and I deleted any duplicates. And then I added the unpublished topics to my editorial content calendar. And now that I know what I want to write about and publish, I will carve out an hour on the calendar 3 to 4 days a week for writing and editing. And since PACT goals need to be trackable, every one of these steps I listed above are trackable with metrics. I went from 30 voice memos down to 10. I went from 45 transcriptions down to 11. I increased, after deleting many duplicate topics, from 20 to 35 topics on my editorial calendar. And now I can track writing minutes weekly as progress towards the goal. Sounds like a whole lot of action to me. So next up and forever is the continuous part. So purpose and actions are easy to see, but I think that what sets PACT goals apart are the continuous and trackable aspects. So let's talk about continuous and trackable. Using my goal as an example, my goal of publication by June 1st, I've set my intentions, I've determined my actions, and now I need to do them. What would continuous progress look like towards my goal? And continue to do those steps, right? Make that progress towards my goal. And beyond, of course, because I have a waypoint, a milestone in mind, but I certainly won't stop writing after the June 1st deadline. I need to take action every day or multiple times a week. Continuous might not mean every minute of every day, but it certainly will mean regular continuous progress towards a goal, consistent progress. Perhaps a wellness goal is a good example too. 30 minutes of cardio 5 times a week is purposeful, continuous, and trackable action, and a habit that will help you for life. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes the journey is the point. Finally, let's talk trackable. How do we make progress happen? And how do we measure it? Sometimes it's so hard to quantify progress. Sometimes it's just about what we feel, right? And that's really hard to quantify. But when we determine our purpose and our actions and the interval, which makes them continuous, we can track our progress. In my example, I can track numbers of articles published, words written, minutes or hours worth of writing or editing, engagement with my readers by numbers of likes or shares, etc. These are trackable items, which also means I can track improvements from week to week by paying attention to trends in the tracking. We can ask, how far have we come? What have we accomplished so far? And when we review our tracking, we can also consider, what can we do to improve the process? So in addition to catching up on my writing process, which is what my actions in the past week were about, I can also track my progress moving forward. I have reset my content process and will continue with these new strategies for a few weeks. And then I can look and see if my output has improved over time. If it has, yay. If it has not, I probably need to review and adjust my strategies. So to review, setting packed goals is a strategy that focuses on the process and not just the end product. We can use packed goals with SMART goals as the support to accomplish our SMART goals, or we can use packed goals as a method of continuous improvement. PACT stands for Purpose, Action, Continuous, and Trackable, and can be used to help us focus on the process of progress and not just the event of achieving a goal. I hope you found this helpful. I hope you're excited about this idea. I know I was. If you'd like to comment, please share with me on social media or drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or drop me a DM on one of my social media platforms. I can't wait to hear about how PACT goals helped you move forward. Supporting you around moving things forward is absolutely what productivity coaching is all about. If it's time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much, and talk to you next week.